This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 26th. God's word for you today is check up. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 17, verse 10. And it says, "Now apply this situation to yourselves. When you've done everything I am telling you to do, just say, 'We are servants, unworthy of extra consideration or thanks. We are just doing our duty.'" Over the next few days, we're going to be looking at entitlement. We often need reorientation in such fundamental things. One of the many problems that has existed for centuries is entitlement. How is it a problem in our time, particularly with children and with adults alike? Entitlement is a problem even in governance, because perhaps we have leaders that have good intentions to serve and not be corrupt. But once they get into any position of power, there is a lot of pressure from the village. Our son is in power now, so it is our time to eat. Are you not going to give a contract to this one person and to that one person? People just feel entitled. It is easy to look at leaders and say that they are corrupt. But most times, we enable them by creating an environment that makes it possible for people to thrive in corruption. The flip side of this is that sometimes the people in power feel entitled to have people suck up to them. They call it respect. But if you check the dictionary meaning of respect, what they are expecting is not respect. It is butt licking. And when we have someone that refuses to do that, the person is labeled a rebel or disrespectful to elders. All that will come to an end. We need to have a proper perspective of things. And I pray that God will empower us too, in Jesus' name. Entitlement is defined as the fact of having the right to say, the belief that one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. He is my husband, so I am entitled to XYZ. This is my wife, so I am entitled to ABC. This is my dad, so I am entitled to QWERTY. Entitlement is the belief that one is inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. So, I believe that I am entitled to have these by now. For example, someone says, "I have been in this office for X long, so I am entitled to these by now." How come it is him or her getting it? Sometimes, some folks say, "How come it is the new people that joined the church that pastor is talking to? We were here from the beginning, so we're entitled to his time. Whenever I call, he should answer. Whenever I text, he should reply. My loyal pastor's time and attention are my entitlement." Entitlement is a belief that I'm inherently deserving of certain privileges or special treatment. In other words, with entitlement, you feel that you deserve something. I do not mean to break your heart, but the truth is that you really do not deserve anything. I know that some people are rejecting these as they read, and they are saying, "Pastor, I deserve love from my husband." That is a big fat lie. Am I saying husbands should not love their wives? No, it is not their entitlement. Let us pray. Father, as your light fills my heart, rid me totally of entitlement. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.